What impact will what has transpired in recent days have on the DA as a party? We know that their former leader, John Steenhuisen, gave an explosive interview to News 24 where he spoke about feeling betrayed, that he had a deal with Jordan Hill-Lewis, that he won't contest the leader's position, but he'll be allowed to continue as Minister of Agriculture. He implicated Tony Leon and others of running a campaign. He spoke about how Leon, puts pressure, or alleged that Leon puts pressure on DA members and ministers to meet with the clients of his company. Leon has hit back, denying that he was doing anything illegal. Former DA members have come out saying that indeed John Steenhuisen is saying about Tony Leon and, is true. That debate continues, but the greater question is, what impact does this have? The president has made the changes to the cabinet requested by the DA. Is this likely to fizzle out, or is this initial signs of what could be a greater fracture within the DA in an election year? We welcome to the program to answer this question, Professor Sipho Siepi. Prof, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning.
How damaging is this for the DA? Is it likely to kind of blow over, or is there going to be long-term implications here?
Well, the DA is in a difficult position because, one, it's in coalition with the ANC. And the ANC as a main partner will always tend to dictate. So it does not have a free hand. So ministers that serve in the GNU who represent the DA will have to tread carefully because they might actually be seen to be getting closer to the ANC, where the ANC, through its president, dictates, because ultimately they are members of cabinet. And as members of cabinet, they are individually and collectively accountable. And the president set the agenda. So that is one thing that any minister of the DA faces. And then there are internal dynamics within the DA. Those dynamics have to do with the fact that because politics is a space of contest, you would always expect that there will be factions. And the job of a new leader is to make sure that you make people feel that they belong. And you've seen it in the U.S. The first thing that the statement that is made by a president who gets elected is to indicate that he's going to represent even those who did not vote for him. Now, what has happened with John Steenhuisen, and also the fact that there was an agreement between him and Hill-Lewis, is that there's been a broke, the promise has been broken, and it has been done badly, because it is not a question of saying maybe we need to move. It's almost a statement that says you are not performing. So what it does is that people who are in government representing the DA would also be worried that should there be another political narrative that can be driven by any of the factions or any of the people who have lost out, they might also be given the same treatment as John Steenhuisen. So that is the major concern that the people are going to be worried about. But at the same time, we must also accept that the outcomes of elections have consequences. And that also means that the new leader might have been also under pressure to assert himself. You do not want to have a new leader who seems to follow the script of the old person or the previous one. And as John himself says, that leaders have different styles. So here you have a new generation, and it may be that some people have given Jordan Hill-Lewis the sense that unless you assert yourself, you are not going to be able to steer this party, and you've been given a mandate, and you must be seen to do it. So you can expect that what has happened is going to be deepening those divisions. And it will be important that Jordan Hill-Lewis is not seen as somebody who's trigger happy. And if he does that, then it will have serious implications for the DA and for how it is actually seen as a party that is divided.
Prof, whilst we have you, another political issue that has generated much debate is former President Jacob Zuma's trip to visit the Guptas. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think this is politically unfortunate for him. I mean, he does what he wants. But he should also understand that there are political ramifications. You know, the Guptas are not liked in this country. And the fact that you had the Justice Department that had been trying to get them back here is something that should have been factored in terms of how does your behavior begin to square up with the broader narrative that these are people who are corrupt and these are people who refuse to come and account. So you could actually be seen. I mean, he's been consistent, at least on that, to say those were people that he knew. And when the ANC was pushing him down, these are the people that were friends to him. But in politics, it is not only about friendship. It's also about a judgment. And I think this is a poor judgment on his part. But he comes from those that I gave my word, they are my friends, and I stick to that position. So my sense is that he may belong to the old grouping, but in politics, perceptions are everything.
Mm. His supporters always talk about him being the chess master. He doesn't do anything except that he's properly thought it out. Is this a political move more than a social move?
Well, I don't think it's a political move. I think it is a Zuma being a person who doesn't abandon friends. And maybe he actually believes, as some people do, that the only difference between the Guptas and others is that the Guptas were loud, but as some people would say, that they did him damage. But he is unable to see that. He needs to hear how other people see things and not always assume that the way he sees them from the perspective of loyalty, that matters. It may have mattered during the struggle years, because when you hear the politics of the ANC, you also found that the loyalty within factions was so important. So he seems to be carrying out through that notion that they were my friends and they remain my friends until I have my own evidence that they should not be trusted. But when you have many people and you lead a political party, you have many people saying these are not good characters, you can actually at least be expedient to say, guys, I understand this, but at the moment, you guys are bad news.
All right, Prof. Thank you so much for your time and for chatting to us. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.